They're all here.
Okay, anybody else who wants to? Call the House Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development to order. Our second to last meeting with respect to House bills, so we've got a packed agenda. We'll get right into it. Open up a work session on House Bill 2181. Barbara, if you could bring us up to speed again, please.
HB 2181 authorizes local governments to establish local improvement districts to finance energy efficiency and renewable energy improvements for existing homes and some existing commercial buildings.
Thank you. We have a dash 2 amendment in front of us as well as the fiscal analysis. This bill has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. It's my impression from the various folks who have been involved in the development of the dash 2 amendments that people are happy with those. Would the committee like to have a recap of that amendment, or are we ready to go? Getting nods like we are ready to go. So, with that, we have the dash 2 amendment.
Mr. Speaker, I move that. Did I say Mr. Speaker? Mr. Chair, pardon me. Who knows? Foreshadowing things to come, perhaps. Mr. Chair, I move the dash 2 amendments on House Bill 2181, dated April 20th. 2009.
Thank you, Representative Glezio, for the promotion, too. Representative Glezio moves the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2181, dated April 20th, 2009. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the dash 2 amendments are adopted. Representative Glezio, this has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay, Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill... Did I... Oh, my God.
Wishful thinking.
Can I just call you Tobias? Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2181 as amended to the
to the floor with the due pass recommendation
and subsequent to referral to Ways and Means.
We're getting near the end here. Thank you. Representative Glezio moves House Bill 2181 as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2181 goes to the floor and to Ways and Means. Off to a good start, committee. Close the work session on House Bill 2181. And. Not for Ways and Means.
Okay.
Don't need a carrier. Thank you. And open a work session on House Bill 3039. Barbara, please.
HB 3039 requires the Public Utility Commission to undertake a study of qualifying renewable energy projects and report their findings to the 76th Legislative Assembly. Repeals the Act on January 2, 2012.
Now, we have adopted the dash 4 amendments, if my recollection is correct. This bill is ready to go as well. We have the fiscal and revenue statements that are part of our package. So I would be interested in a motion if the committee is ready for it.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3039 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Glezio moves House Bill 3039 to the floor with the due pass recommendations. Is there any discussion? Representative Thatcher.
I'm going to be a no, just so you know.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Representative
Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Gilliam?
Aye.
Colby?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Vice Chair Benz?
Aye.
Vice Chair Galizio?
Aye.
Chair Reed?
Aye. And Representative Witt has just joined us. We're voting on the motion to send House Bill 3039 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Can you vote?
Aye, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The motion having received the required majority is declared passed. Representative Bailey, would you like to carry?
I would, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bailey. Representative Bailey will carry House Bill 3039 and close the work session on House Bill 3039. Hey, that's very good. Open a work session on House Joint Resolution 6. Barbara.
HJR 6 encourages the state to develop a broadband policy to provide the foundation and direction for public and private sector decisions and actions to maintain Oregon's leadership and competitive position in broadband telecommunications, to keep the state competitive with other states and ensure that all communities have all communities' broadband interests are met.
Thank you. House Joint Resolution 6 has a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules. We have the revenue and fiscal statements in the package.
There are no impact statements on either bill.
What am I looking at here?
That's it. There are no impact, no expenditure, no.
That's what I mean. We have a statement that says there is no impact.
All right.
So we have the paperwork, I should say it that way, perhaps. This bill is also ready to go. The committee is ready.
Mr. Chair, move House Joint Resolution 6 to, we're going where with this?
Rules.
To
the floor, and
subsequent to Rules Committee.
Thank you. Representative Galizio, move House Joint Resolution 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be re-referred to the Committee on Rules by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. House Joint Resolution 6 goes to the floor with due pass recommendation and to the Committee on Rules. Close the work session on House Joint Resolution 6 and open the work session on House Bill 2740. Barbara.
HB 2740 increases the number of members of the Cultural Trust Development Board and specifies their term length.
Thank you. We've heard this bill before as well. See the revenue impact statement and fiscal. This one, we've talked about the fiscal before, that this is extending the time for which an activity that's currently going on continues. So that's the reason for the numbers in the fiscal, but we've been assured that this can go directly to the floor. Is that correct, Barbara?
Right, correct.
Very good. And if there's any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2740 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Galizio moves House Bill 2740 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Thatcher?
No.
Good. Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's take a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz.
Aye.
Vice Chair Galizio.
Aye.
Chair Dean.
Aye.
Motion having received the required majority is declared passed. House Bill 2740 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Bruin has indicated his interest in carrying the bill, so we will give him that opportunity. Close the work session on House Bill 2740. And open work session on House Bill 2715. Barbara.
HB 2715 permits certain corporations to defer state income or excise taxes otherwise due and defines three criteria which must be met for eligibility: maximum annual revenue, minimum number of employees, and maximum number of years in existence.
Thank you. This was a bill that Representative Bruin brought to us. We had some significant conversation about that, and we have a number of amendments in front of us. Representative Benz, I know you have had some discussions with Representative Bruin about this. Would you be willing to share your thoughts about the amendments? And
only Mr. Speaker in that, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Chair. That the amendments address the issues that he and I discussed adequately.
So you're satisfied?
I'm satisfied with it. Okay. I will say, Mr. Chair, that the it will be interesting to see how this works, because it is a novel concept, and I'm anxious to see how it's going to work. That's okay. That's the comment I can make.
That's fine. So further discussion? Representative Holby?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to be a no on this vote.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Gilliam?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This may be out of order, but I move that the chair, by acclamation, be named Speaker and Dave Hunt be removed.
Yes. Very good.
Well, I think that is out of order since we're in a work session on House Bill 2715, but thank you very much for the vote of confidence. Is there further discussion on Representative Thatcher?
I just want you to know that me and Representative Holby are like this on this bill. It's going to be a no.
And
twice this session.
As just a note, this bill has a subsequent referral to Committee on Revenue, so it will have a, I suspect, a lot more discussion there. Representative Bailey.
And to that point, Mr. Chair, I will look forward to a further and more in-depth discussion of the revenue impacts of this bill in the Revenue Committee. Time.
Very good. Representative Witt, were you seeking recognition?
I was just wondering if we were still on Representative Sid's motion.
Understood. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I just want to, for the record, note I share Representative Bailey's position on this when it gets to recognition.
As do I. With that, we have two amendments in front of us. Representative Galizio?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment on House Bill 2715.
Thank you. Representative Galizio moves the dash one amendment on House Bill 2715. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the dash one amendments are adopted. Representative Galizio.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash two amendments dated April 1st to House Bill 2715.
Thank you. Representative Galizio moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 2715 dated April 1st. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, dash two amendments are adopted, and we are ready to move it to revenue.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2715 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Galizio moves House Bill 2715 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be re-referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Gilliam?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
No.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Galizio?
Aye.
Chair Reed?
Aye. Motion having received the required majority is declared passed. House Bill 2715 goes to the floor and to the Committee on Revenue. Close the work session on House Bill 2715. And open a work session on House Bill 2777.
HB 2777 creates an income tax credit for qualified investments in machinery and equipment, limits the total amount of the credit that may be claimed in a biennium, and limits the amount each taxpayer may claim.
Thank you. We heard this bill from Representative Nathanson not too long ago. We have a fiscal statement and revenue statement. This bill does have a subsequent referral to revenue. I notice we also have an amendment. Do we know the...
We adopted
the amendment already?
We adopted the amendment.
Thank you. They're coming quickly. I forget sometimes. So this bill is also ready to go to revenue if the committee so desires.
Motion. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2777 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Galizio moves House Bill 2777 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. The bill will be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Only just to repeat my comment that I'll look forward to examining the revenue impacts of the bill in the appropriate committee and revenue.
Understood. Thank you. Representative Benz.
Just exactly the same thing as Representative Bailey just mentioned. I would say this is very close to being a courtesy vote for me, but... just the record should reflect it. I'll be looking forward to seeing it in revenue.
That's fine. Thank you. For the discussion, Representative Thatcher.
Well, just to stick with my theme here, I'm gonna make a note that I have concerns, and I'm not gonna give a courtesy yes because I think it needs to be noted that there are some concerns.
Okay. Thank you. Other discussion? Seeing none. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Representative Gilliam?
Aye.
Representative Hovey?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Galizio? Aye. Motion having received the required majority is declared passed. House Bill 2777 heads to the floor and to the Committee on Revenue. Close the work session on House Bill 2777 and open the work session on House Bill 2531. Barbara?
HB 2531 expands the purpose of the Major League Stadium Grant Fund to include the financing, developing, constructing, and furnishing of a Major League Stadium designed for use by a Major League soccer team.
Thank you. We have a dash flipping. We have amendments on the front. Dash 3 amendment. My recollection is that this was intended to respond to the concern that Representative Holby raised about... the members of a team and or their spouses. I think this this has accomplished that. Mr. Peden in the audience, please can help remind us of how that progress went.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Greg Peden representing the Board of Timbers. Yes, that's exactly right. The amendments here that you have in front of you, the dash threes, are simply to separate out the tax returns of the players, the income that they generate from playing professional soccer, and spouses, salaries, or income that may be reflected in a joint return.
And I understand it was not as simple as we had hoped when we saw the last amendments of deleting a couple of words. There was more to it than that. That's the reason for the delay. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. But that is the sole issue before you.
Okay. Very good. Is there any discussion? Representative Lizio.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good words.
Soon to be Speaker. That I know that's the sole issue that's before us, but I did want to, I might as well just take this opportunity now. I just, one of those people reading the newspaper, and I know there are ongoing negotiations with the City of Portland, and something that caught my eye, I just wonder if you could respond to, is that the City of Portland, to the tune of, I think, $150,000, was supplementing the salaries of groundskeepers and others at PG, and is that part of the negotiation? Because I think there's some of us on this committee that are a little uncomfortable with, I mean, just the notion that a private for-profit enterprise is going to get subsidized to pay its employees. If you could just talk a little bit about where that is in the negotiations. Or
Mr. Chairman, Representative Galizio, I certainly can. That issue that you state is a long-standing issue that was negotiated between the City of Portland and the previous owners and operators, owners of the baseball team and the operators of PGE Park. It's an issue that my client inherited from those previous negotiations. But we have been talking to the city about it, as we talked to the AFL about it. And the agreement, the discussion and the agreement between primarily City Councilman Rainey Leonard and the AFL and us is that we would take a position of neutrality if those employees, those workers, chose to unionize, that we would not interfere with that, or my client would not interfere with that, and they would have a neutral position and have the opportunity to unionize and negotiate and a collective bargaining agreement for salaries. And that's where we are with that.
Thanks.
Do you have a follow-up? Okay. Other comments? Representative Wood?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very much in favor of this project as an economic development project. I do find it somewhat awkward that as a state we are approving that which some members of the Portland City Council have problems. I wish it was an opportunity for them to have more of a say perhaps in this than they do. With that said, it sounds like serious discussions have been initiated. I'm very much approving of the direction in which those discussions have taken place. And I hope that all of the interests involved work very closely with the Portland City Council.
Thank you, Representative Witt, especially for making the effort to make your comment. You sound it meant something to you that you made that effort, right? With what you're dealing with.
I'm done for the day, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, sounds like my relatives from the old country. I love it.
Representative Benz, thank you. Representative Witt, good. Keep talking.
I was just going to say horses' heads, but never mind.
Representative Benz.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to mention that the $15 million sum that the state, by enacting this legislation, is going to invest is being managed in an interesting way, and I look forward to being ahead of Representative Bailey and saying this before it gets to revenue, which we do have a subsequent referral, don't we, to revenue?
Yes.
And the reason that I can support this at this point is that in my conversations with those involved, it looks as though this will help leverage 300 jobs and more, and the fact that it's linked to soccer shouldn't diminish that particular feature in this bill, although some would have it otherwise, but not me. But I do support this, and I do hope that this investment of state money returns what we've been told it will.
Appreciate that, Representative Benson. Also note that it's linked to public ownership of a stadium that could be used for a variety of things, including football and others. Given that, if there's no further discussion, Representative Bailey.
Just like to echo Representative Benson's comments and just note for the committee that, unlike a soccer match, this vote can't end in a tie.
With that, we don't have a fiscal and revenue statement. Is that correct, Barbara? So what we can do today is adopt the Dash 3 amendments, and then we will wait for the fiscal and revenue to proceed further. That was a yellow card?
Yellow card.
Okay, very good. So I'd be interested in the motion on the Dash 3 amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendments on House Bill 2531, dated April 21st, 2009.
Thank you. Representative Glezio moves the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2531, dated April 21st, 2009. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, the Dash 3 amendments are adopted. And we'll wait for the fiscal and revenue statements, close the work session on House Bill 2531. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 2940. Barbara.
HB 2940 allows a biomass electricity generating facility to comply with the renewable portfolio standard under certain conditions.
Thank you very much. This was the bill we heard from Representative Edwards and a number of others some time ago. We have two amendments in front of us. One I can speak to just a little bit, and then the other someone else can speak to. I think he knows who he is. The Dash 2 amendments clarify that it would only apply to facilities that are inside the state of Oregon. That, I think, in my view, is an appropriate amendment to limit the effect and try to produce the incentive that the proponents are interested in and one I would support. Dash 3 amendments, Representative Gilliam, would you care to say something about that?
I would, and I hope that Representative Bailey will say something as well. This is a marriage, Mr. Chair. Instead of a gut and stuff, we have been accorded the privilege of making Representative Edwards' bill even better. So you all knew we had a hydrogen bill. We had a little problem, and we fixed it. So we've just simply put, we think it's certainly appropriate from a relating clause standpoint, but it makes it two different, distinct initiatives here. As far as hydrogen goes, the committee was briefed, and I won't go deeply into that other than to say I believe that hydrogen as a renewable fuel source has a great deal of potential for all the other renewables in the state. And I believe it's important we move forward and have it approved. You'll notice that it is not a mandate. It is a may, not a shall, on line 8. But nonetheless, it protects what I think is a very important part of our renewable future, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to have to keep this alive and move this bill forward. If we want to say more about hydrogen, I'm glad to do that, but I want to give Representative Bailey, who's been extremely helpful in moving this forward, a chance to say something about the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Gilliam. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess it's a appreciate the partnership effort both with Representative Gilliam and Representative Edwards. Colleagues, this is to address a couple of the concerns with the hydrogen bill. We have made the shall language a may, as Representative Gilliam indicated. This simply allows the PUC to consider this in the overall mix as they look at a renewable future, and calls out the specific technology. The second change, we're just making sure that we're not allowing the hydrogen hubs to double up on renewable portfolio credit, so that it's they're not getting credit for any input source that already was credited towards the renewable portfolio standard.
Thank you very much. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, is this a non-traditional marriage? Or?
It might be an arranged.
Arranged marriage.
I'm not going there.
I can't.
Any discussion? Mr. Chairman?
How many of those cords have we been accorded?
I don't know.
Mr. Chair?
Yellow card?
Two and three together?
Yeah, we can do them one at a time.
I deserve all of this. I understand that. But I do want to underline the fact that, seriously, this to me is an example of bipartisanship. And I appreciate it very much. If Representative Edwards was in the room, I probably wouldn't say that. No, I would. I would. I would thank him as well. So I think this is truly a move forward, and it's across the aisle, and it's good for Rory.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendment on House Bill 2940.
Thank you. Representative Blasio moves the dash two amendment on House Bill 2940, dated April 21st. Is there any discussion on dash twos? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, dash twos are adopted. Representative Blasio.
Maybe Representative Gilliam wants to do the dash three amendment.
Good thought. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the dash three amendments to House Bill 2940 right now.
Thank you. Representative Gilliam, rather than waiting, move the dash three amendments to House Bill 2940 right now. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the dash three amendments are adopted. We don't yet have fiscal or revenue statements, so we will wait on those. Close the work session on House Bill 2940.
Offline.
Apologize for missing this. Thanks. Next up, open a public hearing on House Bill 3444. Barbara.
HB 3444 modifies the policy related to the business energy tax credits, Betsy, adds a provision regarding force majeure, requires the Secretary of State to conduct an audit of certain facilities.
Thank you. And we have our sign-up sheet on its way up here. One person who signed up to testify. Jeff Renfro, please.
Hi, my name is Jeff Renfro from Portland, Oregon. I'm with Innovation Partnership, a nonprofit based in Portland. About a year and a half ago, we launched our Center for Innovative School Facilities. We help Oregon school facilities manage their real estate. We do this through technical assistance, finding and identifying financial options for them, and advocating at the legislature. I should say, first off, that this bill never got to the point that we wanted it to. Our intention with this bill was to create a sellable tax credit for school districts. Frequently what happens is if the cost of building new or the cost of renovation is more than 80% of the cost of building new, schools will in fact build new because of high property prices within existing communities and cities. Frequently if they build new, they're forced to move outside of existing communities and sometimes butting up against the UGB. So our intention for this was to create a financial incentive for school districts to stay within their existing communities. Schools that are sited within communities allow greater opportunity for walking, riding bikes. There's fewer miles driven overall, and it adds to community identity. So overall, we think it's positive. We look forward to working with you again on this next session. It just didn't come together in time this time.
Thank you, Mr. Renfro. I think it's reasonable then to describe your effort here today to just introduce the concept and understand if there are concerns from the committee as you begin to work on this further for perhaps a future session. Is that about right? That's correct. Okay, very good. Is there any discussion from the committee? Representative Bailey, are you? Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate the effort on an interesting concept, and interested to follow your progress.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to be heard on House Bill 3444? I don't see any. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3444.
Can we stop for a minute because Pascal wants to come in and she's just not in touch.
Okay. We will stand at ease for a moment as we wait for Representative Esquivel to arrive. So we're in recess before. Oops. I said the blue.
Okay.
All right. We're turning to order now in the House Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development, opening a public hearing on House Bill 2758. Barb, if you can give us a quick summary.
Sure.
The Representative Esquivel is here.
HB 2758 amends the statutes requiring that public improvement contracts for the construction, reconstruction, or major renovation of buildings where state funds are used, either directly or indirectly, contain an equal amount equal to at least 1.5% of the total contract price for inclusion of appropriate cost-effective solar energy technology by adding additional energy-saving technology options.
Thank you very much. Representative Esquivel.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Sal Esquivel, Representative District 6. You have in front of you House Bill 2758, which has been amended, and the amendments will be as follows. You have probably the dash ones in front of you. Is that correct?
We do have dash
ones. So what we've actually done is Representative Holby and I believe last session ran a bill out that allowed... in fact, made a mandatory 1.5%, I believe, of all buildings in the state of Oregon had to be solar energy. So what I've tried to accomplish here with working with the chair is to allow people to take an additional permissive 1.5% and be able to use it on different green technologies in addition to the solar energy. So therefore, you would be spending 1.5% of the budget of the building in solar technology, but now you have a option to use either wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, biomass, whatever. You can have that latitude to go ahead and make it a 3% total package instead of a 1.5%. I'm sorry for being a little elusive here, but I left my glasses upstairs. I don't even have a clue what I have in front of me, Mr. Chair, but I'm just going by memory here.
I don't think we would have known had you not made that confession.
It's a bill on salmon, Mr.
I just
Chair.
Noticed. Yeah. And I hate it when I borrow Representative Thatcher's pink glasses.
It'd be a nice combination. Very good.
So I'm available for questions.
Thank you very much. Representative Thatcher.
And just to clarify, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify, this would be an additional 1.5%, not a replacement or expansion of the existing solar. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, that's correct. And it's a permissive situation of where if you want, you can. If you don't, you don't have to.
Further discussion? Representative
Volpe. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Esquivel, I haven't seen the amendment as such, and so the permissiveness that you're speaking about in this additional 1.5% above, is it the same permissive issue the same permissive allowance that is for solar as well? Does it follow that same scheme where you have to bank the amount of money if you decide not to use it into a future project?
Mr. Chair, Representative Holby, I wouldn't think a permissiveness would make you do anything of that nature. You have to, of course, we know it's the bill that you and I had passed out made it to where you did have to use that amount, which was a good bill, but this would be something that you could, in fact, if you so desired, take an additional 1.5% of the budgetary process of that building and allocate it to a different source of green source if it's available. And of course, we know geothermal is not available everywhere. There's certain types here that aren't available. So it does give more flexibility to projects, and I think that this state needs to be the icon in the nation for and for people. If we're going to talk the talk, then we need to walk the walk and allow people to have the tools in their box to do so.
Follow up.
I guess I was just a little confused. So if it doesn't follow that same regimen of trying to get some investment in this, and it's permissive, as you say, it seems like they'd be able to accomplish this without the bill.
Thank you.
much better.
What's up? Anyway, I'm sorry. I missed the question there.
So, I guess I'm saying if it's permissive as you've described, it seems that public agencies, contracting agencies, would be able to do that without this bill.
Mr. Chair, Representative Holby, I would subscribe to that, except that I know the way things work in government. If you don't spell it out, people don't know whether to go left or right.
Is there any further discussion? Don't see any. Appreciate you being here, Representative Esquivel.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it. We have the Dash 1 amendments. It's up to, I would say, up to the committee's pleasure if we want to adopt that. We have to do that in work session. Good point, if we want to do that. So I'll close the public hearing. Before I do that, is there interest from the committee to proceed into work session and adopt the amendment? We don't have fiscal, so we can't go farther today. But we could do the work session if the committee is interested. So I don't see a rush for that. So let's wait and see about the fiscal, and we can proceed from there. With that, close the public hearing on House Bill 2758. There are a number of bills that are still on our agenda, but are not ready for today for a variety of reasons. So I will read a list of those bill numbers that we will be carrying over to our next meeting on Tuesday. This is the list, is that correct? So House Bill 2531, House Bill 2940, House Bill 3758, House Bill, that's 2758, isn't it? House Bill 3037, House Bill 3158, House Bill 2734, House Bill 3300, House Bill 2121, House Bill 3056, House Bill 3038, House Bill 2579, House Bill 3058. So we'll have a busy meeting on Tuesday, but if we can keep up the pace that we established today, I think we have a good chance of getting everything done that we need to. Is there anything else we need to do today, Barbara? Any comments from the committee as we get ready to go? Thanks for your efficiency today. We need it at least once more on Tuesday. We're adjourned.
Right. No.